The definition of non-ignorance is a mental factor that functions as the direct opponent to ignorance. So it's a mental factor, part of the mind. It's a virtuous mental factor that functions as the direct opponent of ignorance. So non-ignorance is a special type of wisdom. It's a special type of wisdom. So listen carefully. It's a special type of wisdom that acts as the antidote to ignorance. And then Geshe-la gives us examples. So what wisdom acts as the antidote to ignorance, the direct antidote to ignorance? Wisdom realizing selflessness. Or we can say wisdom realizing emptiness. They mean the same thing. So Geshe-la says examples of non-ignorance are wisdom realizing selflessness of persons and wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena. So now we know non-ignorance, which is when it appears in our own mind, is a wisdom that it functions as the direct opponent to ignorance. And examples are wisdom realizing emptiness of persons, emptiness of phenomena. So it's a special type of wisdom. So earlier in the text, Geshe-la describes wisdom in general. Non-ignorance refers specifically to wisdom realizing the true nature of things, emptiness, how things really are. The things we normally see do not exist. So examples of wisdom realizing selflessness of examples are wisdom realizing selflessness of persons means ourself and all living beings that we normally see do not exist. Wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena means things that we normally see other than persons do not exist. Wonderful. Wonderful. Even if this is the first time you've ever heard these phrases, you're becoming extremely wealthy, as we're about to find out, because there is no greater wealth anywhere than the wealth of a mind that has wisdom realizing emptiness. It is the supreme wealth, the greatest wealth, the most beneficial wealth, non-deceptive wealth. So this is what non-ignorance is. Now then, the function of non-ignorance. The function of non-ignorance is to enable us to understand emptiness, the ultimate nature of phenomena, how things really are. As our understanding of emptiness grows, our ignorance gradually becomes weaker and weaker. So as our understanding, need both hands for this, as our understanding of emptiness grows, we're listening to teaching us on emptiness, we're listening, contemplating teachings on emptiness, we're meditating on emptiness, the true nature of things. As our wisdom realizing emptiness is growing, our ignorance, problems, pain are diminishing. They're opposites. So the until our ignorance is eradicated altogether. This is permanent liberation from sorrow. The temporary benefit of non-ignorance is it helps us to overcome our daily problems that are caused by attachment, anger, and other delusions. So when non-ignorance is operating in our heart and we're remembering the true nature of things, even roughly, through the power of holding this mental factor, that the wisdom, just thinking the things I normally see do not exist. Our anger, our attachment, and other delusions naturally diminish through the power of this special understanding. So it helps us temporarily. The temporary benefit is to overcome our daily problems. So the less anger we have, the happier we are. The less attachment we have, the happier we are. The less ignorance we have, the happier we are, until we become someone who's peaceful, happy, and beneficial to others all the time. So non-ignorance helps us do this. So this is the temporary benefit of non-ignorance. What is the long-term benefit of non-ignorance? Its long-term benefit is it leads us to liberation and enlightenment, the ultimate goal of human life. So when we're taught benefits, so Geshe-la's just explained to us, your daily problems will diminish, till they cease altogether. We go, oh, that's quite a nice benefit. And ultimately, you'll attain permanent liberation. You'll never suffer ever again. And enlightenment, whereby you have a mind that is refuge for all living beings. So if we contemplate those benefits, what happens? If we think, I'd love my daily problems to diminish, my attachment, my anger, my confusion, I would love to accomplish permanent liberation from suffering and the omniscient wisdom of enlightenment. So we're being guided to a new determination. It's coming from our wisdom, understanding the benefits of non-ignorance. We're being guided to want the mental factor, non-ignorance. We want it. We want to learn about it. We want to grow it in our own mind. Eventually, through training and practice, we want it to be part of our mind, moment by moment by moment by moment. That's the purpose of understanding the benefits. And anywhere where Venerable Geshe-la explains benefits of, here in this situation, a mental factor, our wisdom's growing, because the mind that understands the benefits of these virtuous mental factors is wisdom. It is wisdom. Oh, only a human being who has met teachings such as these can develop these wisdoms and the determination to want non-ignorance to function in our mind more and more often.